Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those wicked little jungle tricks that can completely change how a break feels. A break lab, Jungle 808 Tail in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate move, so the goal is not just to make low-end hits sound cool and solo. The real goal is to make it work inside a fast drum and bass groove, where every millisecond matters. At 170 plus BPM, a tail can either add weight and momentum, or it can smear the whole arrangement. So we're going to design it with control. Keep it tight, and make sure it feels like part of the break, not some random bass note pasted underneath it. Think of this as a hybrid between drums and bass. The break gives you the attitude, the transient gives you the punch, and the 808 style tail gives you the low-end movement. When it's done right, it can reinforce a kick or snare chop, answer the bass line, and give your section that lab-tested, engineered energy that Jungle and DNB do so well. Let's start with the source. Choose a break chop with a strong front edge. That could be a kick-like slice from a jungle break, a snare with a bit of body, or a tight one-shot from your drum edit. You want something with a clear transient, because the tail only works if the hit itself is already convincing. In Ableton, you can drag that slice into simpler. If you want maximum control, use classic or one-shot mode. Keep the sample gain sensible, around -12 to -6 dB before processing, so you have room to shape it later. If the sample has too much top end, low pass it a bit in simpler, maybe somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if you're really narrowing the source down into a low end tail. The point here is to keep the transient sharp, while making room for a separate tail design. Now, there are two solid ways to build the tail. The first way is to duplicate the break hit and process the copy into a low end tail. That keeps the tail rhythmically and musically linked to the original chop, which is great if you want that raw break lab feel. The second way is to build a dedicated tail from a synth, usually operator. That's the cleaner route, and it's brilliant if you want a more controlled 808 style subtail. For this lesson, I'd think in layers even if you're only using one sound at first. In the best versions of this technique, you often end up with a clean low body, a slightly dirty mid layer, and a tiny transient click on top. You don't need all three every time, but it helps to know that the tail can be engineered in parts. If you're building an operator, start with a sine wave on oscillator A. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, short decay, no sustain, and a short release. Good starting values are attack at 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Then add a subtle pitch drop. This is one of the key ingredients. You want the tail to fall into the low end, not just sit there like a static bass note. Keep the pitch movement small and controlled. Depending on the sound, you might be working with a slight initial movement of +3 to +12 semitones, but the important part is that it drops quickly and doesn't feel like a big cartoon slide. If you're using the break hit resample route instead, use the pitch envelope or a pitch device to create that same falling motion. If the start clicks too much, soften the attack just a touch or give it a tiny fade. If it starts sounding like a tom, you've probably left too much mid-range in the source, so low pass more aggressively. As a rough guide, shorter tails around 120 to 220 milliseconds work great for tight jungle fills. Around 180 to 320 milliseconds feels more like a roller accent. If you want a heavier transition hit, you can stretch to 250 to 450 milliseconds, but only if it stays controlled and doesn't step on the next drum hit. Now let's give the tail some attitude. Use saturator first. Keep it simple and musical. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it richer. That's an important distinction. We want harmonics, not just volume. If you need more weight or aggression, drum bus is a great next stop. Use drive gently, maybe 5 to 20%, and keep boom very restrained, often around 5 to 15%. Too much boom and your tail stops feeling like a design jungle accent and starts feeling like a sub leak. If the texture needs to be a little rougher, a tiny amount of redux can add grit, but keep it subtle. You still want the fundamental to survive. And very important here, keep the tail mono, or nearly mono. In DNB, low-end stability is everything. A utility device is your friend. You can set width to 0 if needed, or just keep the low end centered and clean. This will help the tail sit properly under the break and keep your kick-sub relationship solid. Next comes EQ and dynamics, and this is where the tail starts behaving inside the mix. Use EQ 8 to remove anything that is not helping. If there is ugly mud in the low mids, cut around 180 to 300 Hz by a couple of dB. If the tail has too much click or top end noise, tame the 2 to 5 kHe range, and if the tail clashes with the kick fundamental, carve a narrow notch in the conflict area, which is often somewhere between 45 and 60 Hz or 70 to 90 Hz, depending on the key and the drum sound. If the tail feels inconsistent from hit to hit, use compression lightly, a glue compressor or standard compressor with a 2:1:4:1 ratio, a moderate attack, and a release that follows the groove can help keep it steady, but don't try to use compression to fix a badly shaped envelope. If the decay is wrong, go back and shorten the envelope first. In fast music, the shape matters more than people think. Now let's put the tail in the groove, because this is where it stops being a sound design exercise and becomes a musical move. At DNB tempo, placement is everything. A tail can work after a snare in bar 2 of a loop, under a ghost kick, before the main backbeat, as a pickup into bar 9 or bar 17, or as a response to a bass line gap in a call and response section. The big idea is this: the tail should answer the break. It should feel like part of the phrase. Nudge it a few milliseconds earlier or later if needed. Sometimes that tiny timing change does more for the groove than any plugin ever will. A good arrangement strategy is to use the tail sparingly at first. Maybe it appears only once or twice in the first 8 bars. Then in the second 8 bars, it comes back with a little more motion or a little more grit. That way the listener feels the energy building, but the loop doesn't become too repetitive. Now we make it evolve. Automate something. If the tail stays the same for the whole track, it will flatten out fast. Good automation targets include saturator drive, filter cutoff, utility width, operator pitch envelope amount, or even a little reverb if you want the tail to bloom during a transition. For example, you could slowly open a low-pass filter into a drop, then close it again once the main groove lands, or raise saturation slightly on every second tail hit in the second half of the phrase. You might even lengthen the decay a bit on the final hit before a drop, just to give the section a little extra drama. This is a really useful DNB mindset. Automate movement, not just loudness, that keeps the low-end accents alive without overstuffing the arrangement. Once the sound feels right, resample it. This is a huge workflow win. Set up a new audio track, route the tail into it, and record a bar or two of hits while the processing is running. Then chop the resampled audio into usable pieces. You can create one-shot tails, transition fills, or slightly different variations from the same source. This also lowers CPU and helps you commit to decisions, which is often exactly what a DNB track needs. And honestly, resampling is where a lot of the best jungle edits happen. You stop thinking like a programmer and start thinking like an arranger. You choose the hits that work, and you build the phrase from there. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the tail too long. If it runs into the next key drum hit without a reason, it just smears the groove. Second, don't let it fight the kick or sub. Keep it centered and carve the conflict zones. Third, don't over-distort the low end. It's fine to add harmonic edge, but the fundamental still has to feel strong. Fourth, don't ignore placement. If the tail is late or early in a way that feels wrong, the sound design won't save it. And fifth, don't try to rescue a bad envelope with mixing tricks. Shape first, mix second. A few pro moves can take this further. Try layering a clean version with a dirty duplicate. Keep one tail pure and mono, then process the second one with saturator, drum boss, or redux and blend it in quietly. You can also tune the tail to the song's root, fifth, or octave so it feels musical instead of random. If you want a little more width, keep it only in the higher harmonics and leave the low end centered. And if you're working on a darker track, let the tail act like punctuation at the end of a phrase, almost like the drums are speaking back to the bass line. If you want to push this in a more advanced way, try velocity-based variation, so harder hits are more explosive and softer hits are tighter. Or create two different envelopes, one for the transient and one for the sub-decay, so the hit feels more engineered. You can also program a tiny pitch descent at the end of a 4 or 8 bar phrase for a quick fill that sounds designed, not random. Here's a really good practice approach. Make 3 versions of the same idea. One clean sine tail in operator. One sampled break hit tail with saturator. And one dirty version with drum bus and mono utility. Put them in a simple loop, and listen to how each one changes the groove when it lands after the snare. Choose the version that supports the break without masking the kick. Then automate one parameter across the second half of the loop, and resample your favorite version into audio so you can chop it again for a fill. That kind of comparison teaches you a lot, because you start hearing the difference between weight, clarity, and phrasing. And that's the real skill here. So to wrap it up, The Break Lab Jungle 808 tale is all about transient first, low end second, and groove always. Build it from a break hit or a sign source, shape the decay and pitch drop, keep it mono and controlled, place it rhythmically so it answers the break, and then automate and resample so it evolves across the arrangement. If you get this right, you're not just making a drum sound, you're making a little structural device that can drive the whole track forward. And in drum and bass, that's huge. All right, let's get into Ableton and make it hit.